When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, hour number 3 of a 3-hour show. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble of MLBBro.com coming up at the bottom of the hour. And there's a lot going on in baseball, Rob, so this should be a good one and a fun one. Foul or Fair.
And let me say this, J.R. was in attendance at the Hall of Fame ceremony. It was awesome. Chris, you know I've known him since he was in college. I'm the godfather to one of his kids, to his son, JC, and his support there today, him and another friend of mine, Jamal Benjamin, who also works at MLBBro.com, was awesome today.
Does he live in New York, JR?
Yeah, he lives on Strong Island. Yes, so made it out. Yep, it was great to see him.
All right, well, we talked about it earlier, Rob. Let's recap quickly. Colin Kaepernick getting a tryout today. Rob, G, have there been any reports?
Any details? Yeah, about
it's
what happened?
To be today, yeah. Okay. But he tried out with the Las Vegas Raiders, reportedly trying out Wednesday, which is today. We assume it's already taking place. But I'm glad for him. And Mark Davis, owner of the Raiders, son of Al Davis, who was a groundbreaking owner in terms of diversity, whether it's hiring the first female chief executive, whether it's hiring the first black coach, Art Shell, second player person to hire a Hispanic coach, Tom Flores.
Tom Flores wasn't the first Hispanic coach, Chris? He wasn't the first. I thought he was the first Hispanic black coach. I mean,
I know in the story in ESPN it said he was I believe it said he was the second person to hire a Hispanic head coach. So,
Rob, the other guy?
Check that out for us.
I always thought he was one, Chris. I'm just off the top of my head.
It might be wrong.
There must be somebody I just don't know, or maybe he didn't have any success. You know what I mean? So he was only around for a cup of coffee and a sweet roll.
Tom Fears about a decade before that with the Saints.
How long was he there?
He was there for 3 years.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't know he was Hispanic. Okay. I always thought Tom Flores was the first one. Okay.
Yeah. So, so they giving Kaepernick a trial. Rob, what do you think?
I'm good with it if it's real, Chris. If he has a chance and maybe he can supplant one of the guys they already have under contract or whatever, if it's a real, real tryout where a chance they're going to pick the best three guys and go with them, I'm all for it. If this is just a dog and pony show, I'm out. I don't want it to be a dog and pony show.
I don't see any benefit from it being a dog and pony show.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, just in case, but you're right, you don't think so. But I don't know. Sometimes, we've heard this, that teams do stuff for the NFL, right, to get into good graces for the commissioner. We've heard that before. So I'm with you. The Raiders have such a great history of going against the grain, doing different things, Chris, that I would believe that this comes from the inside and not from any sort of outside pressure.
And worst case scenario, like even if it is, look, we just don't have a spot. You look good, but we already got two backups, and we're paying them, so we're not going to do anything. Maybe, Rob, it would make other owners and other teams feel like, you know what, it's okay. The Raiders tried him out. There was no big deal. No negative backlash from their fan base.
Yeah, we could
do it. So maybe
after 2020 and people going to the streets, Chris, really, would there be backlash now? After we saw what went on?
From some people, maybe. Some segments of the population. But I think for the most part,
not the masses,
right?
I don't think so.
And maybe it would shame Pete Carroll and the Seahawks into, putting their money where their mouths are. Because, I'm sorry. I got tired of Pete Carroll talking. He was saying the right thing, but you need a quarterback. Raiders don't need one.
The whole time. And he's like,
talking all this mess.
Colin Kaepernick deserves an opportunity. He deserves a chance. Hire him. Bring him to camp.
Give him a shot. My goodness. It was just ridiculous. So, all right. We'll see what happens with that, Rob. But hopefully it works out for him. Think it'd be great to see him back in the NFL. But speaking of football, Lane Kiffin, coach at Ole Miss now, been in NFL, been at several stops in college football. Rob, spoke to Sports Illustrated, long interview about name, image, and likeness. And his attitude was pretty refreshing, I got to admit. He was like, look, it's here to stay. I'm not going to be one of those guys that's, complaining about it and trying to figure out, what can be done to stop it or this or that. But he said, it's here to stay. So I'm just going to try to figure out a way to do well by it, right? Do well in this system. And he has some interesting points, Rob. He talked about, the boosters, Rob, because the NIL money is going to come from the boosters, right? And boosters give a ton of money to colleges through donations. And that is typically what at least contributes to the head coach's salary and helps build the facilities that they have. And some of these college facilities are off the chain. And now some of that money is going to go to players with name, image, and likeness. And he brought up a few things, one of which was these boosters, Rob, will, in a sense, could become like owners in professional sports, where if they're paying a guy a certain amount of money, they're going to want to see him play. And if you're a coach and you're like, look, he's not ready, so-and-so is better, it could get sticky. That's one situation he brought up. And he brought up another, Rob, in which he said there could be issues where these, say a high school kid gets a huge NIL to come to your school. And not a few of them, say. And now they're making all this money and the vets aren't getting much. Could that cause a problem? And he kind of equated it to the NFL, and baseball's got a system. I don't know how long that's been in place where, you know, their young hot shots don't get the most money. And now all the sports do. But the NFL and NBA didn't always have that, Robbie. You remember the NBA, it was a mess. Because a guy would get drafted and hold out until he got a huge contract, and he'd go to a team unproven and be the highest paid player on the team, or one of the highest paid. And they obviously dealt with that with the rookie scale, which I thought was good. But he said that could be an issue. He said, Rob, 100% of the players now, is that an exaggeration? Maybe. But he said all the players coming out of high school now, the blue chippers, he said they're going wherever the money is. And he was like, I don't blame them. He said, but that's what they're doing. He said there have been guys signed without visiting schools. There have been guys signed without really meeting the head coach just because the NIL money was going to be great. And so it was a really interesting article. He brought up some interesting points. And Rob, it all led to him saying he thinks the answer, if you will, is a salary cap. Your thoughts?
You know I'm against it. Salary cap, no. This is a free market system, and all they ever want to do is control what people earn. Let's have a coach's cap. How about that? How about a coach's cap, Chris? You can't make more than $1 million to be a top-notch college football coach. Let me hear that. You think that would work, Kiffin? Hell no, it wouldn't work. And guys would quit tomorrow. I hate it. No. No damn cap. You don't have a cap. Why should the kids have a cap?
You think it's bad that they have a cap in the NBA and the NFL?
Yes. Yes. I do.
So what if LeBron was making $50 million?
That's fine. He's worth whatever someone's willing to pay him.
Is making $1 million.
Whatever they're willing to pay him. I don't think it would work out like that, Chris, because the system always corrects itself and works out the way it can. I'm just saying I'm not with it. Yeah, it does. Baseball's been doing it for Baseball's been doing it forever.
Yankees and a few other teams buy the hottest players.
And the Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009. The Atlanta Braves had a middle of the road payroll. They won. The Tampa Bay Rays went to the World Series. All right.
Why is that?
I'm not buying. What do you mean why?
It's the nature of the sport. That's why.
No, and
the
NBA
of baseball.
and the Knicks have the
year after year the big markets that pay all the money are the best teams.
Okay,
they may not win the World Series.
You could
but
go
they're
look,
the better teams year you, after year.
You could go look
Dodgers,
in the NBA,
Yankees, Red Sox, Astros.
No, that's not true. Kansas City won the World Series, Chris, in 2015.
And where are they now?
No,
and
but they won.
Then they lost,
but
all their
they
players.
Won. You can win
right,
without
you can
paying
win
it.
You're right. You
that's
can
what
win
you
because
can't
of the
do.
Nature of that sport.
No,
you
I
can't
disagree.
Do that in basketball.
The NFL, the Jets have the same pay. The Lions have the same exact chance because of the it's supposed to be a salary cap makes it a level playing field. The Lions have one playoff win since 1957. So tell me it's fair because everybody has the same money. If I have a
it
bad,
is fair. It's
if I have a bad GM, it doesn't matter what
right.
the money is.
Absolutely.
That doesn't work that way.
You just got mismanaged.
Kansas City didn't win a Super Bowl for 50 years. They just won. Buffalo hasn't won.
It was mismanaged.
I could go on and on and on. The Jets haven't won. New Orleans has won one championship in the last 50 years. I could go on and on. The salary cap is phony and only for owners to control what the players make. I'll never sign off on it.
The key to a salary cap, I don't mind a salary cap. The key is that it's fair. And that's what the fear would be in college is would the owner, the boosters, and the coaches conspire, the NCAA, all that, to put in an unfair salary cap. I'm totally with you there. But in the NBA, they've gotten anywhere from 50 to 60% roughly of the revenue generated by the sport. And so as long as it's fair, I think a cap is good. But it has to be fair. And that's where you don't trust the NCAA, and I get that. But it's interesting. I mean, I'm not saying they have to. We'll see. We'll see how this works. But I'm not just philosophically against salary caps because it's sports, and you want competition, and you want to give everybody a fair shot. And I think they have a fair shot. I think it's just that some teams are mismanaged by bad leadership. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys, though. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What do you think? Do you think college sports, football in particular, basketball, I guess, too, should have a salary cap for NIL to try to maintain some type of competitive balance? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties,
just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We're the iCouple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination, offering free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you are having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Rob, Miami 21, Boston 17. Both teams incredibly tight. It's been ugly basketball. Duncan Robinson just hits a three to go up 24-17. That's only the second three-pointer in 12 tries for the Heat, Rob. And the Celtics are 2-for-10 from three.
Wow.
Both teams shooting about 33%. So they're tight, but, you know, maybe they'll loosen up. At least it's close. 24-20 right now, so that's good news. It's close.
Yeah, no blowout, not yet. Yeah,
absolutely. 877-99 on Fox. Salary cap for NIL. Your thoughts,
Tony in Texas. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tony?
How are you doing?
Doing great, man. How are you? Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I'm just tired of hearing these coaches crying. You know, Double Sweeney gets almost $9 million a season and has a buyout of $48 million from Clemson. I mean, and this guy is crying because these kids want to transfer. And these guys couldn't even get money for McDonald's because they get suspended by the NCAA. I mean, these coaches, these kids have always gotten screwed. These coaches promise them, come to my school, we're going to win, so rah, rah, rah. They get a better job, jet off for more money, and leave these kids here. Sometimes they didn't even tell them anything. They just leave at night. You know,
right.
And you hear on the radio and they, all these coaches crying and crying and crying.
It's terrible,
transfer.
Tony.
I mean, I think the kids have a right. If the coach leaves, they should have a right to go to another school that wants to take them.
No That's, doubt.
And now they do.
Right. But at one time, you got penalized.
Right, right. And Kiffin made a great point. He was honest. He said, look, this is professional sports. This is professional sports.
We've said this, Chris, forever. Yep. The NCAA basketball, what, the $9 billion? What'd they get? $6 billion?
Right.
He's not amateur.
I mean, you're going to try to tell me Nick Saban's not a professional coach.
Right. He makes more money than guys in the NFL.
Right. He's every bit as professional as Andy Reid. I mean,
exactly.
Real talk.
Like, no doubt. No doubt. Jay, in the Natty, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jay?
I thank you so much for taking my call. I love your show. And, Rob,
you
were dead on. Dead on. The salary cap is a farce for teams, say, in the NFL to just play mediocre and get rid of a good star player and just say, oh, it's the salary cap. And this is the thing. Look at all those bad teams in the NFL. They still haven't won because what is salary cap? The thing is that it's just a farce. And in college, think about it. Mainly white coaches pretending to care for African-American players, saying that, oh, they should go to college. They should do this. What was their motive when we were in these dumb, decrepit high schools and inner city schools? Were they crying for them to get a better education? Then no, but only when it benefits them.
I've always said, if you care so much about education, do you really care about that 19-year-old African American who graduates high school and doesn't run?
No, they don't care about them.
He's going to work at an auto body shop or McDonald's or something. You care about him?
No, of course they don't. And Jay, spot on. I'm with you about the salary cap. Never been a fan of it. John, in Wichita, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Hey, what up?
Thanks for taking my call, you guys. I appreciate you, and yes. I love your show.
Thank you, John.
And I just want you all to know that I'm kind of for the salary cap for the college boys, just to be equal, but I don't want the NCAA to be involved in it.
Right.
Or the coaches. They need to have their own committee. Set it up and lay some rules out. And that way, because these kids aren't going to play with each other when one's making $1 million and the other's got nothing.
Yeah, well, it has to be fair. And that's right. If the NCAA and these coaches are involved, right, they might get the kids 20%. You know what I mean?
The NCAA is borderline organized crime. I would not. I'm serious. I wouldn't look for them to do anything. Look at what they did, Chris, for so long, and they never did the right thing by these kids. And they were only forced because the state of California. They were forced into it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
That ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right. It is foul or fair here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we go around the diamond to discuss all the biggest storylines in Major League Baseball. In order to do so properly, we had to get a real Hall of Famer in the building.
One guy is a Hall of Famer.
Not some guy who used, mops hallways.
One guy mopped a hall.
That's Rob Parker. The star of MLB, bro. The face of the Inside the Parker podcast. None other than J.R. Gamble.
Hey. What's up, fellas, man? It took Rob 36 years, only 36 years, to actually hit all net. I mean, he spent his whole high school career missing jumpers. And after 36 years, he made the Hall of Fame for high school.
That is a foul ball.
Hey, let me say this, and I don't want to get sappy, but you being there today meant the world to me. You know how much I care about you, and, when you made me a godfather to your only son, it means a lot.
Alex, throw on some Luther.
Yes, and for
give me a sec.
And for you to be there today on my special day was amazing. You and Jamal Benjamin and I'm serious.
Always,
I mean, you guys could make it. I'm a woman. You can make me
We couldn't do it like without you, bro.
Whatever. Be quiet, Chris.
I need a
somehow came true.
Wow. JR, just wanted to let you know, he said the same thing to Chris when the show started.
No, I did not. Word
for word, JR.
Wow.
Don't be fooled.
Not at all, man. I appreciate you.
Though. Yeah, man. JR's the best. It's why we get him on every week for the Fowler Fair segment, because he is the real deal, Holyfield.
Yes.
All right, let's get started. I got three baseball topics. JR, because you are the star of the segment, you get first ups at every single one of them. So let's get to it. Now, yesterday, well, really, it's been the story all week. White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson, he shut down Josh Donaldson's defense. That infamous Jackie comment was just a joke, saying he told Donaldson 3 years ago he didn't like it and that the Yankee star was just trying to provoke him. That's what he's trying to do. With that in mind, JR, foul or fair to say the one-game suspension handed down by Major League Baseball actually was too light?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
The one game and the fine, that's enough for me. Donaldson should have just ate the suspension, really, and accepted it and kept it moving. His defiance and lack of understanding of what he did, to me that's worse than actually what he did. So maybe you give him 2 more games for being an even bigger jerk. But, the fact is, regardless of what people think about the punishment, it was a tasteless joke. Tim Anderson said he didn't like it then, so Donaldson should have left it alone. Lesson learned. And in the words of announcer Doug Glanville, he said it best. He said, you don't get to decide what you want to call me. I get to decide. If I get a PhD tomorrow and I come on this show and I decide you need to call me Rob Parker Jr., then you call me Chris Broussard Jr. That's how it goes.
All right, I'm saying foul, too.
That is a foul ball.
I don't know if it was racist. If he's yelling racial epithets at a player, then it's got to be more than a game. But I don't know that this was racial because he could always say, look, it had nothing to do with race. He called himself the next Jackie Robinson in this article. So I was getting under his skin with that. And I'm going to be honest, JR, if I'm just saying something that's not out of bounds to get under an opponent's skin, I think that's fair game. I mean, I get what Glanville's saying in normal society, but if we're playing a game and I'm guarding you on the basketball court and I'm like, come on, you know, Bird, come on, Larry, come on, you think you Bird? Like, that's fair game whether you like it or not. I'm trying to get under your skin as long as it's not, you know, out of bounds. And I honestly don't know if he meant it racially, but I don't think there's enough evidence to say that he definitely meant it as a racial insult. So I think one game was fine.
I'm going to say it's foul as well.
That is a foul ball.
I think baseball wanted to do something. They didn't have grounds to do more than that. I don't think they just wanted to let it slide because it did start a bench clearing brawl. Right, Chris and JR, right? They did. Right. So somebody has to be. Who instigated that? It could have been worse, and that's what they don't want. So I think that's why he gets the game. And ultimately, he's going to lose. Usually, if you appeal it and they give you two or three games, they might reduce it by one, but they won't reduce
a one-game
suspension to none. And that's not going to happen. So I'm with JR. Just accept it, pay the fine, and move on. You already got teammates not backing you. So it's foul.
All right, we move on. Question number two. Staying in New York. The Yankees, Major League best 30-13, entering Wednesday's action. And while Aaron Judge has gotten all the headlines, and certainly so, he's an MVP candidate, the Yankees relievers currently lead the majors in ERA, park-adjusted ERA, and home runs allowed per nine innings, JR. Foul or fair to say the Yankees bullpen deserves more credit than Judge for the New York hot start?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
I mean, of course, pitching wins championships in baseball. Not often, timely offense, yeah, but consistent stats keep you competitive. Now, you know, today's game where relievers are pitching most of the game and five innings for starters, the teams who are the champions or the contenders, they naturally have strong pitching stats in the bullpen, right? So you aren't getting very far. Is it that big? Got a sturdy, stable of arms coming out of. So the Yankee bullpen are the unsung stars of the season. But Aaron Judge is the reason why we come to the ballpark. That's the major difference.
I'm going to say foul.
That is a foul ball.
I love that the bullpen is doing well, but that somebody has to give you a lead for the bullpen to hold it. You know, like if you don't have a lead, the bullpen becomes irrelevant, and Aaron Judge and Stanton have done that. And the other part that's not mentioned is their starting pitching, Chris, has been lights out for the Yankees. So it's been a combination. But I'm going to say Aaron Judge and Stanton, giving them those leads, have made the bullpen more viable.
I'm going to say fair.
That's a fair ball.
And the question wasn't Stanton and Judge. It was Judge. All right. And he's one
player. I added Stanton in there.
Right. But, yeah, so you could give Judge some love. But, no, yeah, pitching, it's about pitching. All right.
Yep.
C.J. Cron's having a great year, too. I mean, not quite as great as Judge. But a great year. How's that helping in Colorado? All right, because they don't have the pitching. So I don't care how good Judge has been, and he's been phenomenal. It is the pitching that has them running away with it right now.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Last one, foul or fair here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. J.R. Gamble from MLB Bro.
Yeah.
Featured guest here. J.R., last question. Entering Wednesday. Padres all-star Manny Machado leads the NL in batting average, on-base percentage, and slugging percentage, and he leads the entire majors in WAR at 3.5.
He's rolling.
He's killing the game. Simple question. foul or fair to say Machado has been the best player in baseball through the first quarter of the season?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Manny Machado is one of my favorite players, has been for the last decade. Underrated, in my opinion. You know, the future Hall of Fame has been one of the best players since he stepped on the scene with the Orioles. He's one of the greatest defensive third basemen already in history. What, 259 homers? He's only 29. He's hit over 35 times. And he's even had a 50-double season. And people don't do that anymore. So, if anything, he's one of the underrated players of the game. We know early in his career he had some media problems. He was confident, brash, you know, the bat lash with the bat hitting catchers and getting into confrontations. But I've said it before, and I'll continue to say it, Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis, and I know Rob has a love fest with Tatis. Machado's the best player in the Padres. He's been a top player, but this season, yes, he's having an MVP season. Manny Machado.
I'm going to go foul.
That is a foul ball.
I'm going with Aaron Judge.
Wow.
Chicks dig the long ball, JR. You know that.
For
and
sure.
He, 17 homers? What's that, five more than anybody else in the league? He's darn near on a 70-home run pace. And obviously he's driving in a lot of runs as well. I know he's not leading the league, but I'm going to give it to Judge right now. I mean, that dude, he's hitting over 300 as well. I mean, Machado's been phenomenal, and I'm glad to see him kind of put it all together. Mm-hmm. But I'm going with Judge.
I'm going to say fair.
That's a fair ball.
You Woo. Know I'm a Fernando Tatis Jr. guy, but for him to be out, Chris, and for the Padres to be a half a game behind the Dodgers without arguably their best young star, I mean, Tatis and what he's done, and I know Machado's a great player, but Tatis in his first 100 games did things that nobody who ever played the game did, not even Hank Aaron or Willie Mays and Ken Griffey Jr. or A-Rod. His first 100 games were better than anybody who's ever played the game, and to not have them and to be in the race and a half a game behind the
you
Dodgers in the West.
You notice how he turned this into a Fernando Tatis tribute.
And to be able to do it without Fernando Tatis tells me how great Manny Machado has been. All right, I'll just talk about Manny.
I'm a woman.
I'm a woman.
All whatever. Right, great stuff, JR. We appreciate you as always, man.
Thank you, fellas.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right, brother,
and Chris, the podcast, which he's a part of, Inside the Parker, drops tomorrow. We have former Major League outfielder Rod Allen and also Jack Curry from the Yes Network. He talks about, of course, the Donaldson stuff, Chris, and also his new book with Paul O'Neill. Remember how we were talking about that?
Yeah.
So we had Jack on to talk about the new book.
Can't wait to hear it. You know, I never miss Inside the Park.
Thank you.
All right. More Odd Couple coming your way.
Thank
Keep
you.
It locked, Fox
Appreciate
Sports Radio.
Yes, thank Aaron Rodgers had some beautiful balls. Oh, God.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. It is the Odd Couple wrapping up a Worship Wednesday. And with prices soaring at the pump, Discover's got your back with cash back. Here's how it works. You use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target stores now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. And Rob, I tell you what, there's nothing to worship about the first half of this Eastern Conference Finals. Miami 42, Boston 37.
This doesn't make any sense. We just saw Boston go bonkers, right? What is this?
Yeah, I mean, the one saving grace, I guess, is that it's close. But, the teams, I don't know. They feel like game five. They know how big it is. They seem tight. Boston, Rob, shooting 38%. 4-for-16 from three. That's 25%. I'm sorry. That's Boston. Yeah. Miami shooting 37%. 4-for-21 from three. That's 19%. and yet they have the lead. So hopefully the second half is better. You want close games, but you want good basketball as well. So
yeah, it is disappointing.
Yeah, yeah. Let's end it with some football. Rob G, Dan Schneider, there's a report that the owners are at least considering potentially getting rid of him.
Because he messed with their money?
Yeah, they're considering making Rob stop watch his own highlight videos. That's what they're considering.
No, no.
I can hear it. But yeah, you know, Dan Schneider's been in the headlines for all the wrong reasons for a while now. Now, you recall back in February, you had the House Committee on Oversight and Reform in D.C. So not just like the NFL League office, but this is the government had to investigate the allegations of a toxic workplace culture and pervasive sexual harassment and misconduct within the franchise. You had, you know, it was really a big story, you know.
Right.
And most recently, back in April of last year, again, the government, the U.S. House Oversight Committee, sent a letter to the Federal Trade Commission because they found evidence that the commanders were engaged in unlawful financial conduct. They were skimming from money which should have been pooled with the rest of the teams, you know, as it related to parking and things like that. Well, according to our friend of the show, Jared Bell of USA Today, NFL owners have grown increasingly frustrated by Daniel Snyder and are considering voting him out of the league altogether.
You know, that's one of those things where we didn't mind that you were doing others wrong. You know, this.
But now you're like touching our money?
Right, right. And now it's that's the final straw. And I get it. They feel disrespected. But this should have been in the works long ago. What those women said went on in D.C.? What one woman said she had been sexually harassed, she estimated 550 times.
Crazy.
Others were like 200 times. And I get it. It might just be every day it's a crash joke. Or it's a, hey, sweetheart, you looking good, Nesker, whatever it is. But I don't want my wife or my daughter being subjected to that. So no woman should be subjected to that.
Nope.
And so it shouldn't have taken all this, Rob. But bottom line is, I think he should be out. I mean, this is ridiculous.
There's just been so many things that have been bad for the league, and just it's not like it's been a greatly run organization either, Chris. I mean, it's been a disaster.
Right, right. It ain't like they've been winning.
And
that's
one point,
that's a flagship franchise.
It used to be. Now remember, they had to cover up seats because people weren't buying.
Yep.
Like, to think that in Washington they weren't selling out games. Like, seriously,
right,
Chris, that used to be one of the marquee franchises, and they had to cover up the seats because there were so many empty seats.
Absolutely. No, that's a great point. I mean, look, even if he was a great owner in terms of winning, you still can't be doing
this. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, given that he hasn't done a good job.
It's like, what are you waiting for? And I get, look, a lot of these dudes might have skeletons in the closet, Rob. And a lot of them might know each other's skeletons, you know? So is that some of what's going on? You know, why you're not out? I don't know. But I just don't see how, with everything that's happened there, that it's even up for debate, right? Like, what are we waiting for? What are you talking about?
Good question. That's a good
question. It's a privilege to own an athletic team in this country, particularly football, basketball, or baseball.
Right.
And so you should, and nobody's going to be perfect, but you owe it to your employees, the fans, the sport.
Treat them right.
And to have a welcoming work environment for everybody. All right. It's the Odd Couple signing off. You know what to do. Keep it locked. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. And those brothers, they bring heat.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card? but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.